Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, I don't know when it happened. I don't even know what the event was. And honestly, I don't need to know. Because you already know. It's that moment in your life that you regret. It's that thing you did, either by accident or on purpose, that you wish you could go back in time and undo, but you can't. Or it's that word you said, or the word you didn't say, that if you could take it back, you would, but you can't. Now, maybe there are some of you who are already tuning me out because you don't think you have any regrets in life. If that's the case, if you would be perfectly happy reliving your entire life all over again and making all of the exact same choices that you did before, well, then good for you. You don't need this sermon or the word it brings. In fact, I dare say that you're sinless and don't need Jesus at all. Because the truth is, all of us have made wrong choices in life. So this is a word for all of us. And maybe in your case, you can still remember the date of a particular choice that you made. You live with that moment forever, as if it's tattooed on your heart. That decision you made has haunted you ever since it happened. You keep reliving that moment and wondering why you did that thing. And the funny thing is, maybe no one else knows about it. Right? On the surface, you've got a great cover. You know how to smile and be polite and make it seem like everything's okay. And yet you still know what happened. Maybe a few others know too because they were there. But the vast majority of people have no idea that you carry this weight every day. You just try to go about your day. Do your responsibilities and pretend like everything's fine. And some days it really does feel fine. For a brief moment, all does seem right with the world. And you feel like you finally moved on. But then it all comes back to you. Something triggers that memory. And it all floods back on you like it just happened. Perhaps that trigger is the reminder that God knows what happened. And that fact is utterly terrifying to you. You cannot hide what happened from God. You can't keep secrets from the one who created you. God knows you even better than you know yourself. And when you have this secret, this regret, this thing from your past, then you're terrified about how it's impacted your relationship with God. You haven't been able to forgive yourself or move on, so you wonder how in the world God could. If this is you, if I'm describing your life right now, then you are just like Peter. In today's gospel reading, we hear about Peter wanting to go fishing. And on the surface, that seems perfectly normal. But like the water under the sea, sometimes there's a current that's full of unrest and chaos. Peter is now living with the regret of denying Jesus. And on this particular day, I bet he's reviewing his entire life. Right? He was there from the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He was given access to many events that most of the other disciples didn't get to see. He was the one who confessed that Jesus was the Messiah. But after Jesus was taken away, and that moment came by that charcoal fire, for Peter to actually live out his faith, when he was given the chance to prove that he trusted Jesus and stood by him, then Peter chickened out. He was a coward. He denied that he was a disciple of Jesus. Not just once, but three times. So clearly, this was no slip of the tongue here. This was intentional. It was deliberate. And what made it even worse is that Jesus predicted that it would happen. Right? At that Last Supper, Jesus told Peter that he would deny him three times before the cock crowed. Now, Peter really did love Jesus. So hearing that he would deny Jesus just sounded ridiculous. Right? There's no way that could happen. And yet, Jesus was right. Jesus knew Peter better than Peter knew himself. And so when Peter was warming himself by that fire, when he denied that he was a disciple of Jesus, and when that cock crowed, Peter remembered what Jesus said. And then he ran away and wept. His heart was broken. He realized that he was a failure and a fraud. And if he was the only one who knew that, then maybe he could find a way to live with it. Maybe he could just pretend with everybody else. Make it seem like he knew what he was doing. But he couldn't fool Jesus. Peter couldn't hide anything from Jesus. So all of the good things Peter had done in his life, all of the times that he'd faithfully followed Jesus, all of those moments of closeness to Jesus, they all seemed to disappear when that cock crowed. Well, then, a few days later, after Jesus died, Peter heard that he was alive again. And it sounded ridiculous. Right? There's no way that could be true. But he thought his betrayal of Jesus sounded ridiculous, and that turned out to be true. So maybe this ridiculous thing was true as well. So Peter ran with the beloved disciple to the tomb and saw the linen wrappings lying there. But he didn't see Jesus. He didn't get to talk to him. Later, Peter saw Jesus when he appeared to the disciples as a group, but he still didn't get to talk to him one-on-one. And part of him did want to talk to Jesus, because then maybe he could apologize for denying him. Then again, part of him didn't want to talk to Jesus, because what would Jesus say to him? Would Jesus tell him, "I told you so"? Peter couldn't stand the thought of that. He couldn't stand seeing Jesus look at him with all of that disappointment in his eyes. Peter totally understood why Judas hanged himself. He couldn't live with himself if Jesus looked at him that way. So on that day, out on the lake, Peter tried to put it all behind him and just move on with life. He went back to fishing. Something normal. He wanted to do something where all seemed right with the world. Right? Peter knew how to handle the fish. But then this person calls to him and his friends from the shore. Did you catch anything? Had this person been watching them struggle all night and catch nothing? No, they admitted. Cast the net to the right side of the boat and you'll find some, the man said. Well, Peter figured he didn't have anything to lose, so why not? Then, sure enough, he caught some fish. If by some, you mean so many that the nets were about to break. The beloved disciple then recognized that this man on the shore was Jesus. And Peter turned to look. Forgetting all about the fish, he jumped into the water and swam to shore. There was nobody else on the shore with Jesus, so this was Peter's chance to talk to Jesus one-on-one and apologize. This was his moment to try to make things right. If this really was Jesus, and he really was alive, then maybe Peter could confess to him before Jesus gave him that look of disappointment. Peter was not going to regret passing up this moment. Well, after he got to shore, but before he could even say a word, Jesus said, "Come, have breakfast." Maybe he was trying to make Peter more comfortable before he laid into him. Right? Imagine being Peter in that moment. You are full of regret and guilt and worry. And you know you've broken the heart of the one you love the most. Peter's emotions were all over the place. But he had to stay calm. And then he noticed it. There was a charcoal fire there. Just like the one where Peter denied Jesus in the first place. And I imagine this was a trigger for Peter. It brought back that memory even more. And if he remembered it, then he knew Jesus had to remember it too. Well, then after they ate, Jesus talked to Peter. And I imagine Peter thought, okay, here it comes. Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" "Of course, Lord, you know that I love you," Peter said. "Feed my lambs." And then it happened again. And again. Repeating the same question. "Do you love me?" Well, Peter felt hurt that Jesus didn't take his yes answer the first time. But then after the third time, something clicked. Asking Peter if he loved him wasn't just a slip of the tongue on Jesus' part. This was intentional. This was deliberate. This was a three-time confession of love. And it was counteracting the three-time denial. In other words, Jesus was not there to tell Peter, "I told you so." Instead, Jesus was there to call Peter to follow him. Again. Because a long time ago, Jesus had called Peter to follow from this exact same water. And here it's happening again. Even though Peter denied Jesus, Jesus never denied Peter. And so now Peter follows, just like he did before. And in fact, Peter would go on to become one of the main leaders in the early church. Legend says that he even died by crucifixion, but upside down, because he didn't think he was worthy to die the same way Jesus did. Peter loved Jesus. But more importantly, Jesus loved Peter. Jesus forgave Peter. Jesus called Peter and sent him out again. Jesus gave Peter a new life and a fresh start. So think again about that moment in your life that you regret. This thing you live with every day. Jesus knows what you did. And yet he forgives you for it. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. You might think that that moment will forever define you, that you will never be rid of it. You think it's how people will always know you. But Jesus knows you better than that. Jesus knows that you are still valuable and precious and worthwhile in his sight. Even more, he knows that he has never and will never deny you. Jesus called you to follow him before, and he calls you to follow him again. And he will continue to love you, continue to forgive you, and continue to call you, even when you mess up down the road too. This means that Jesus didn't just bring himself to new life in conquering the grave. He brought Peter to new life too. And he brings you to new life as well. So imagine the relief Peter felt after having breakfast with Jesus that day. That's the same relief Jesus gives you now. Because this is a brand new start for you. So like I said, I don't need to know the day of the event or what happened, that thing that you regret. But I do know that on this day, right now, in this moment, Jesus loves you. Jesus forgives you. Jesus calls you to follow him again. Let this moment shape your life. Let Jesus define you. And let yourself follow him again. Because Jesus still loves you. In the name of the one who gives you a second chance over and over again, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.